大家早。
So this is the first time that I could remember that it was so cold that on the 35-minute drive from my house to here, the cabin in my car never heated up, which is fine. I'm not telling you that so you feel sorry for me. I'm just saying that's really cold.
这个如此之冷，我开车开了35分钟，我车里的温度都上不来。
Yeah, so are you guys familiar with this passage that we're going to look at today?
我今天讲我们刚读的这段经文，大家熟不熟啊？
Yeah, I think some of us are. I know I've heard it a number of times, and it got me to thinking about how, just to be honest with you, I like to have time to prepare.
Yeah. 这段经文就让我们想起我们常常要出门的时候要做些准备。我自己是出门前我一定要做好准备的。
So by nature, I always carry things with me in case the unexpected happens.
我总是这样子的哈，我每次出门我都要想好，万一我要去做的事情做不成的话，我怎么办？那我的时间是不浪费了。
I've been doing this for 20 or 30 years because I hate that feeling that you know, something happens, you get delayed, and then you don't have anything to do with your time.
对，就常常就想说，哎，我到外面要办个什么事，结果不管什么原因被耽误了，做不成，那我这段时间在那等的时候不都浪费了吗？
So I always carry a book with me. I always have language memory cards with me. I just make sure I'm ready. You know.
所以总是带本书，万一或者带一些那个帮助读语学语言的小卡片，就万一被耽搁了，我不会至于浪费我的时间。
But once in a while, we encounter a different kind of urgency in life.
但这个人生常常会发生有一些。会遇到一些事情，这个它让我们有一些不同的紧迫感。
Obviously, this is not normative.
这不是一般的哈，今天讲的不是一般的事情。
Maybe we encounter something, a life and death situation, a fire, domestic abuse, something where we have to go.
所以有时候当你碰到一件非常紧要的事情的时候，你不能像我之前那样还去弄本书啊，弄个卡片啊，准备好了再出门啊，你马上就得走。
And in such moments like that, you don't have time to look for your laptop or the book you want to read, but you just grab your wallet, your keys, your phone, and you go.
当碰到这种生死关头的事情，比如房子着火了或者怎么的啊，你没办法再去找你的电脑啊，找你拿着钱包、手机、钥匙、车钥匙，赶紧跑吧。
And the text that we're looking at today is that kind of context.
我们今天要看的这段经文就是这个急迫性的一个使命。
If you read it carefully, you cannot help but feel a great sense of urgency about going and going now.
你读了这段就发现耶稣吩咐他的门徒就是去，现在就去。
And I believe Mark is referencing an earlier time in the nation's history when the situation was not so dissimilar.
我觉得马可在写这段时间的时候，他就想到的时候旧约的一段事情。
And you might know what I'm talking about when the first Passover of the Jewish people occurred and they needed to get their stuff and go.
所以这一段记载的就是在出埃及记的那12章。
Do you remember that story in the Exodus, the very first Passover, Exodus chapter 12?
所以这出埃及记12章记载的第一个这个逾越节的。
We see the following text. He says, In this manner, God says, you shall eat the Passover with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
所以出埃及记12章11节这里记载，耶和华吩咐他们过逾越节要吃个羊羔。怎么个吃法呢？他说，你们吃羊羔的时候呢，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖。赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
And I don't know if you've ever seen how oftentimes the stories that Jesus tells are often connected to echoes from an earlier experience with God's people. And this is one of those cases.
所以耶稣在他讲到的时候，常常会让你联想或者引用到他之前或者旧约的一段故事。那这个也不例外。
Right. So sometimes it's hard to put those connections together unless you walk with the Bible for actually a number of years.
所以有时候你需要有点经验哈，当你有些经验了，你再来看这，你就会讲到哦，旧约你们有类似的情形。
Right, and so not only was God telling them, "Hey, you got to get up and you got to get moving," but even the Egyptian people were ready for the people of God, Israel, to get up and get out.
所以当时逾越节第一个逾越节的时候，不仅神叫他们说你们要赶紧腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手里拿杖，赶紧的吃哈，好像吃完了马上就要走似的，连那个埃及人也。巴不得他们赶紧的走。
And that's why we read, goes on to say in verse 33, the Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste.
所以33节记载说，埃及人也催促百以色列人，要打发他们赶快离开那地，因为埃及人说，我们都快要，因为以色列人，我们都快要死了。
And so that's the backdrop for this story that we have today.
那一段呢，就好像给我们看了一个背景一样哈。那我们来看今天这一段。
It's not a lot of text, like sometimes we read, but there is so much here in these verses.
啊，这个我们就是刚刚读的这段经文哈。
Yeah.Even though it doesn't look that long, there's so much in this text for us to explore.
虽然这段经文看起来不是很长，但是其中很多的很多的东西可以我们来看的。
And here's what we see. I'm going to give you the major points. Okay, Jesus is authorizing and sending his disciples out at this point.
所以这个第一点呢，就是说耶稣授权他的使徒们，然后差派他们出去。
Yeah, and he's sending them out.In teams, two by two.
他派他们出去是以一个团队的方式出去，两个人一组，两个人这样子的。
And so Mark tells us, and he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits.
所以这个第七节就记载着说，耶稣就叫了12个门徒来，差遣他们两个的出去，也给他们权柄制服污鬼。
So I want us to keep in mind this word authority, sometimes translated power, also in the New Testament. He gave them, his followers, these apostles, he gave them authority.
所以耶稣赐给他们权柄啊，或者说能力。
And I think Mark is reminding us that Jesus has called these 12. He's called them out. He separated them as leaders in his growing movement at this time.
所以马可福音就这里记载说他呼召了他们然后呢给他们权柄出去
Obviously they have this special relationship with Jesus these 12 in particular
所以这个十二个门徒是跟耶稣有特别的关系的哈
And we can see that Jesus is the very one who calls us he sets us apart and he deploys us
所以耶稣呼召他们分别他们然后任命他们最后差派他们
Reminding us of what we've already encountered earlier in this Gospel of Mark.
在马可福音前几章我们也看过这个。
For example, Mark chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. So Jesus said to him, follow me to these 12. Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. And immediately they left the nets and followed him.
所以马可福音第一章17、18节记得耶稣当初呼召彼得的时候耶稣说你要跟从我我要叫你得人如得鱼一样他们就立刻舍了网跟从了耶稣
So the text we're looking at today we ought to look at it in light of what Jesus had already said earlier
所以我们今天看的也要有思想他之前讲的作为一个背景
And similarly we see in Mark chapter 3 it says that Jesus went up to a mountain and he called to him those whom he desired and they came to Jesus and Jesus appointed 12These 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
所以在马可福音之前第三章十三到十五节那里也记载了耶稣上了山他就照着自己的意思叫门徒到他面前来他设立了12个门徒也给他们起名字叫做使徒这样让他们常和他同在他也可以差派他们出去传道并且赐给他们权柄可以赶逐污鬼
So we shouldn't be surprised that Jesus and when we reach this chapter 6 verses 7 to 13 that Jesus is sending these very same ones out
所以在这里到了第六章的时候耶稣派这个十二个门徒出去传道的时候你应该是很顺理成章的事儿，不用感到奇怪
And you know that's why they're called apostles right
这个就是叫使徒的意思
Literally the sent ones So it's this very one, the Messiah, Jesus is the one who calls us.
所以这个同一个耶稣，同一位弥赛亚主，他也呼召我们。
He appoints us.
他也任命我们。
And he indicates what our mission will be in his kingdom work.
他告诉我们，我们在他这个天国里面的我们的使命是什么。
Actually, it's so beautiful that they would be with Jesus.
我们就所以就像这个十二使徒一样他们要和耶稣同在
This is very foundational to everything else Jesus asked of them, that he would be with them.
所以你要做一切事工的开始之前，你要先和耶稣同在。
And then only then would they be able to be sent out to advance his kingdom.
只有这样子，你才可能被耶稣差派出去扩张神的国。
If you try to go out without him sending you or calling you or being with him, it's probably not going to go so well.
如果你不和他同在就出去，如果他没有呼召你，你就出去，那你这个结果恐怕不太好。
Some people do try that, by the way. It usually doesn't end well.
所以有人这样试过的，但通常结局都不好。
And Jesus doesn't know about our modern day society, you know, at that time where we're so individualistic. Jesus sent them out two by two.
所以我们现在的社会是个人主义很盛行，那个时候不晓得怎么样，但是耶稣派他们出去都是两个两个一组。
It's not this focus. You don't get the feeling when you read the New Testament. I don't care about what others are doing. This is me, and this is what I'm going to do. No, Jesus sent them out in teams.
所以耶稣不是说不会，肯定有某些门徒会想说，哎，我不管怎么想，别人怎么想，我就是要一个人出去传。哎，不是，耶稣是两个两个一组出去传。
And I know this is challenging. If you live in North America, very individualistic, I know that's kind of hard to hear, but there's real wisdom in the way of God.
我们相信在我们住在北美，大家都习惯了独来独往，但是这个神是两个两个出去的原则是有他的智慧的。
It reminds us what we hear from, what is it, Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because, you know, they get a better return for their work, their ministry.
在那个传道书里面就讲了哈，他说两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得更美的果效。
So as we go out, we're authorized to go out.
当他们两个两个出去的时候，神给他们权柄出去。
Jesus is the one that gives us his authority.
耶稣把他的权柄赐给他的门徒。
And an authority that he entrusts us so that we can go forth with his power and his blessing.
所以这个权柄是他赐给我们的，所以我们出去的时候有他的祝福和同在。
And the nature of this authority is such that we are even able to displace, through our cooperation with God, dark powers.
所以这个权柄是如此之大，我们出去的时候，我们就可以把那个黑暗的权势赶走。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很让人惊讶的？
He authorizes, empowers us, sends us out, and we don't have to be afraid of even these dark powers.
所以耶稣赐给我们权柄和能力，派我们差派我们出去，我们不用怕这个黑暗的权势。
Yet when he sends us out, we have this sense from Jesus that this is not kind of man lai the situation, right?
所以当耶稣差派我们的时候，我们有个感觉，这个不是说啊，可以慢慢等的、慢慢做的事情。
I mean, sometimes it's that way, but other times you really have a sense that, hey, let's get going.
有时候别的事情可以慢慢等一等，不急哈，但这个事情不是，这个事情马上要做的。
Sometimes the king's business, Jesus is the king, by the way, requires haste.
所以王的命令，你要马上赶紧的办，你不能够拖。耶稣就是王。
So we read in verse 8, Jesus charged them. You know that verb? He charged them. It's like 命令, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics.
所以耶稣嘱咐他们，或者说耶稣吩咐他们出去的时候，也不要带食物，也不要带钱，也不要带腰带。拿一个杖，穿一双鞋，穿一件外衣就走了。
So it's similar in our life, I think, in some ways. Yeah, this calling and this sending, and there's some similarity with what we experience with Jesus.
对，他这个情景跟我们所经历的耶稣有点像哈。
Right? After Jesus calls us to follow him and to become his students, he gives us time, yes, for some training and some experience with him.So that we can likewise go out and you know, have time to know him, to catch his heart before he thrusts us out into the harvest.
So, 耶稣对我们每个人也像这个门十二门使徒一样哈，他让我们信主以后，耶稣先让我们跟耶稣同在一段时间，从他那里学习，从那里受到训练，和他同在，然后才从他那里被差派出去。
So this is also this echo we hear from the book of Exodus 12, right? No bread, no bag, no money. Let's get going.
所以就好像在出埃及记那段，他们过第一个逾越节的时候，他们也是什么都不带，好像就马上就要走。
Right, he only wants them to take the most basic necessities.
所以你只能带最基本的东西。
Right, and so what is our tendency? Well, our tendency is we get going way too slow, and we think we need way too many things before we get active in his harvest.
他知道我们人的软弱，常常什么呢？我们要么就是反应很迟钝，他叫我们做赶快做，我们拖拖拉拉的。第二次我们想说，哎呀，要出去啊，要带这个带那个带那个，想的太多。
Right, like today's disciples, I think you know when we hear that, not everyone can accept that, not everyone can understand that. You know, wait, Jesus, just those few things.
所以我们想就说啊，耶稣叫我们出去什么也不带吗
？No money.
不用不带钱。
No bread.
不带食物。
Really?
可行吗
？Right.And I think sometimes it's a little bit like this cartoon, right?
有时候就像这个卡通画的一样。
One of the disciples, you know, he said, well, Jesus didn't say I couldn't take my backpack.
这个好像就说其中一个画的这个门徒就说耶稣没有说我不能带我的背包啊。
Yeah, it was like what God told the nation of Israel when they were to flee Egypt.
这就好像耶稣在出埃及记的时候神吩咐以色列人离开埃及的那个光景。
So many similarities with that particular incident in Israel's history.
这两件事情我觉得很像。
They were to go so that they might go in a manner where they had to completely depend upon the Lord.
所以他你什么都不带的时候，你出去怎么办呢？你就得完全靠主。
Having to trust God for provision.
你的衣食住行都得靠主。
Having to trust God to work through other people of peace who would also provide what they need.
你要依靠神差派其他的平安之子来给你供应。
And to, you know, even though they don't have everything, God wants them to know, hey, I am with you and I'm working in you, through you, and even with people around you.
所以他们什么也没带就出去了，但要信靠神会为他们供应。
But there's more. He gives more instruction in the next verse, verse 10.
那第十节我们再来看。
Right?We get a sense of the spirit of this mission that Jesus is sending us on.
我们再来看他要派我们去哪里。
He says in verse 10, Jesus said to the disciples, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there.
第十节耶稣对他的门徒说你们无论到何处进了人的家就住在那里直到离开那地方。
So very unlike today, Jesus did not arrange for them to stay in the Ramada Inn.
所以你看耶稣没有叫他们去住旅馆。
And understanding the culture of that time can help us read between the lines.
所以我们要需要懂一懂当时的这个社会的这个风俗哈。
They were living in a time and among a people and culture where hospitality meant a lot.
在那个时代首先第一没有酒店第二他每个人都应该是好客的人。
And we get glimpses of this even as we walk through the Old Testament, we see different stories.
我们可以看见在旧约里面也有不同的故事哈，讲到这方面。
One of the stories that many times come to mind is the way that Abraham gave hospitality to the three visitors that came before Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.
你还记得亚伯拉罕招待了三个使者，在那三个使者去灭索多玛、俄摩拉之前，他们到亚伯拉罕家停了一会儿吗？
But why do you think Jesus didn't want them going from house to house?
但你要想，耶稣为什么不让他们从一个家搬到另一个家？
It's almost like he's saying, I don't want you just jumping from one house to the next to see which place you like best.
耶稣就说，我不希望你从一个家搬到另一家，看哪一家对你最好。
This is not a verbo trip, okay?
这个不是租个度假屋出去度假。
You know what I'm talking about? You can't help but watch TV and you see these commercials constantly about verbo. You get your own place, you decide how your vocation is going to be, and you don't have to share it with anybody.
对，我们看一个叫 Verbo 的公司的广告，常常说你出度假，你这家多好，那家多好，而且这一整栋房子都是归你一个人租的哈，你可以好好的享受。
And it's not like some of the modern day short-term mission trips, sometimes we call them discovery trips that churches arrange for their people.
我们现在社会呢，有时候教会呢，他会安排他教会的的弟兄姊妹出去，他叫做短期宣教，或者说叫做发现的旅程。
And I remember at one of the churches that I was early in my Christian life affiliated with, they arranged such a trip down to Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and we stayed in a very fancy hotel, and I was thinking, what? I thought we're going on a mission trip. But it was very much the best of accommodations, the best of food, and so, yeah, it was a little bit strange as I think about it.
So 我曾经去过一次这种短期宣教，去了巴西里约热内卢。然后呢，当时教会安排就是我们住了当地最好的酒店，吃了很好的东西。
No.
我当时就想说，这是来宣教吗
？No, where the way that Jesus sent them out would be no guarantees what kind of accommodations that you would encounter.
所以耶稣叫他们去那个地方住一个人家，住了不能走，直到你离开为止。
Right.
所以耶稣从来没说那家对你好还是不好。
Right. And there'd probably be barking dogs. There'd be, like every other home, there'd be some tension in the homes, strange tasting food, hard beds, unfamiliar noises, all of this.
所以你到了一个陌生的人的家，对吧？那个狗可能会朝你从早叫到晚，那个床可能很硬，那个食物可能很对你觉得很怪，那家里的人际关系让你也可能不舒服。
Yeah. And I remember taking one trip to India and then another trip to the Philippines when I lived in Asia, and the accommodations were very basic and very simple. And yeah, it was not easy, but it was just what I needed. Yeah.
所以我记得我曾经去印度或和菲律宾宣教过，那住的就是好像这种住的别人家这个非常简单的这个条件哈，所以。没有什么任何
right.
没有任何一点豪华的东西，但是我所需要的都有。
There's risk involved.
这是你出去宣教吗？这就有些风险。
When God sends us out, there are uncertainties.
所以有很多，当神派你出去的时候，有很多不确定性。
There are inconveniences.
有很多不方便的地方。
Discomforts.
很多不让你不舒服的地方。
But it's the very thing that we need as comfortable North Americans.Who are overly protective of our kids who also want to go on these trips. It's just what the doctor ordered. These difficulties, these challenges, these hardships, they learn so much from God in those situations.
所以宣教的这种旅行哈，应该是一个让你不那么方便，不那么舒服，让你有很多不确定性的，但是从中就因为这些你可以离开你一个舒适的环境，学习来信靠主。所以这个宣教的一个旅程应该是让你成长的，而不是让你去舒服一把的。
Yeah. Matter of fact, I might be so bold as to say that we haven't adequately prepared our youth for future engagement with the Great Commission until we're willing to step out in faith and arrange such things with them and for them. Those kind of trips that are very challenging.They go out not alone, but they go out with others. I think it's your education and your preparation are not complete without you getting out of your bubble, you know.
所以我觉得教会里面，尤其是对年轻一代的培养哈，不能够把他们放在一个舒适的环境里。你给他知识，你给他圣经的知识，给他教导很好，但是他如果不亲自出去，在一个艰苦的环境下学习信靠主，学习来面对一个艰苦的环境带来的各样的挑战的话。他的信心始终成长不够，将来他也不可能承担这个普世宣教的这个任务。
So we as people who are in this country, North America, with all of the comforts and the conveniences, we have to make up our mind.
所以我们现在在北美生活过的条件非常好哈，但你想到这些的话，你要想想怎么办了。
Are we going to try to lean into what it looks like to live as a disciple of Jesus, or are we going to just let the culture around us shape us?
对我们这边的生活的这个文化就是你要过一个舒服的生活，你要个人主义。但是我们同时也是基督的门徒，我们想想我们怎么样子做好，让基督的生命在我们里面更好的成长。那我们可能就是要准备受些苦。
If we consider the spirit of this mission, the heart of Jesus, we get the feeling it's not about me and my preferences and comfort.
所以当耶稣呼召的时候呢，他不是说，哎，我呼召你，让你去过一个更舒服的生活哈。他 他呼召你去做他要你做的事情，可能就没那么舒服了。
So I asked myself and I asked my friends here this morning, can you sense the urgency in Jesus' deployment of his followers?
你能听看到这个耶稣在这一段话里面讲到，讲他差派的门徒这一段，他自己的有多紧迫性吗？你能感受到那个吗？
There are times we need to remind ourselves where the king's business requires haste.
所以我们常常提醒自己，王的命令要赶紧的做。
And along with that, of course, our obedience, our faith, our sacrifice, and willingness to take risks.
所以不光是要赶紧的做，他也讲到我们要顺服王的命令，我们要有信心，而且要做出牺牲，而且要承担风险。
Right, and it gets more challenging as we get older.
而且这个对我们年纪越大，这个越好像越难做。
That's why it's dangerous to live like the typical average American. I don't care if you're American Asian or American Caucasian, doesn't matter. As you get older, you're less willing to lean into this way of life.
当我们越年纪越大的时候，我们越追求一个更舒适的生活，而不是一个愿意冒险的生活。
So do you have enough faith to and enough courage to ask the people who know you, who love you, your spouse, family members, people in your church, hey, you think I could do this? Step out on faith and join others on mission.
所以当神呼召你去有一个宣教的这个旅程的话，你会不会去问你的配偶或者家里的人或者你的亲朋好友，就说哎，我是神呼召我了，我是不是应该跨出我生活中的舒适圈子去做这个宣教的事情？
I mean, would you be even willing to do that with your adult children? You're older and you know that a lot of people have one way of life as retired, you know, but would you be willing to ask your adult children, hey, I really sense God moving me in this direction, living on mission, and what do you think? Am I just crazy or what? And being vulnerable and open to letting God speak through the people who know you and God has surrounded you with. Would you be willing to do that?
你会不会你如果你的孩子都已经成年了，你会不会问你的孩子，你愿不愿意跟我们一起去啊？
Do you have enough faith to believe that God is speaking and working through the people He put around you in your life?
你会不会相信神是通过你周遭的人来对你有正确的影响？
Maybe it would sound something like this. What do you think? Should I go? Should I join this opportunity? Should I step out in faith?
你会扪心自问说我要不要神呼召我了，我要不要去呢？
Even though this seems kind of like way out of character for the way you normally approach life.
虽然它看起来对你来讲有很多的风险和不确定性。
And what if when you go you encounter real challenges and even dangers? What about that?
如果你去了你真的碰见了危险怎么办？
What if as you go people mistreat you?
或者你去了当地人虐待你怎么办？
They're hostile to you and the mission of Jesus and the message of Jesus.
他们对你所传的信息他们有敌意怎么办？
Jesus has anticipated this kind of reaction.
耶稣他想到了这些都有可能发生。
He says in verse 11, and if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. Verse 11.
所以第十一节耶稣就说，如果当何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土剁下来，对他们做见证。
So this is the very significance of how people respond to the message and the messengers of Jesus.
那个时代的人，他们对耶稣和耶稣的门徒，他们的信息，他们有可能就是这样子的。
I think about this a lot. The way that we respond to these things, the way we respond to even a Sunday morning gathering, determines our future, our fate. Yeah.
所以我们就那些人对于他当时听到了耶稣和他是门徒的信息，他们不接受啊，所以他们就没有得到这个救恩。那我们现在也是，当我们听到这些信息的时候，我们对这信息的态度也决定了我们自己的生命。
And this is true in every aspect of our life as Christians.
这个 对我们基督徒的每生活的各方面都是一样的，你都要听到，你要有反应他的。
Exactly, yeah. Not just when we're gathered on Sundays or in small group, but even let's say my daily engagement with God as I open the Scriptures every day. Well, am I really listening? This is what we're talking about. Am I really willing to respond to what the Spirit wants to show me, to show us?
所以这个神常常对我们说话，当我们听到了，你就要做出一个反应。
Yeah. And so this is not just about how others respond to the gospel who may have never heard it before, but it's even about us.
对，别人怎么反应，那神会有他的判断。那我们自己呢？我们自己要做一个反应。
But this ministry that Jesus has deployed his disciples on is so vital, so strategic, so urgent that if those who were to listen to and to receive that were to disapprove and disregard it, well, there's consequences.
所以耶稣派这个十二个门徒两个两个出去，他们所传的他们的这个宣教的这个工作是非常有战略意义的，是必不可少的，以至于当人听到了这个东西的时候，那他如果不有没有正确的反应的话，那对他反而是个不好的。
They were to experience a sign from Jesus' disciples.
所以当如果他们听到耶稣的门徒所传的这些福音的时候，他们不接受，那这个门徒会做一个表征。
And of course, we're talking about these who disregard, who reject the message, reject the messengers. There's a certain sign Jesus says you want to be sure to leave them.
所以耶稣就对的门徒说，如果这些人不听你的，不接受你的，你走的时候你要这样做。
And I believe it's a sign that any good Jew would understand.
所以我估计这个做法在当时，这个犹太人是很懂这个什么意思的。
I want you to shake off the dust from your feet.
就是你把鞋脱了。把上面的尘土抖下来。
Now why that sign?
为什么要用这个做法呢？
Because I think it communicated that this place and this people have chosen to reject the message and the messengers and to remain opposed to God's loving initiative.
所以这个行为就表示这个地方的人他拒绝了神的使者，拒绝了神的信息，他们不要神的爱，他们要选择一个被玷污一个反叛的主的生活。
And Jesus said, "You need to be clear about that. That it's okay to kind of give this what's this word this kind of response to people who unworthily respond in such an unworthy manner."
所以耶稣就对门徒说，如果有人拒绝你，你走的时候你就这样做。
You've rejected the very hope, the very love of God is what you've done at that point.
这意思就是说，你拒绝了不是这个使徒而已，你拒绝了神自己的爱。
So that was that sign of the shaking off the dust of the feet was a testimony against them.
所以这个抖鞋子把尘土抖下来，就是见证这些人的悖逆。
And a sign that soon enough God would judge them for that response.
这个证明也表明这个神将来会审判这些人的。
Love of God, light of God, scorned rather than received.
所以神的爱，神的拯救被这些人藐视。
So Mark wants us to see that just as Jesus was rejected, not received, he came unto his own and they did not receive him. He said, my followers were experienced much the same. We can expect that at times.
耶稣曾经就对他的门徒说，这个仆人不能大过主人，他们拒绝我，他们也会拒绝你们。
Nevertheless, those who are truly Jesus' disciples, despite those things, will still obey and go.
所以即便会被人拒绝，那耶稣的门徒们还是照样去。
So this paragraph today ends with verse 12 and 13. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
所以这个十二十三节就讲说，门徒们听到了耶稣的吩咐，就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
So certain words stand out to me when I see a text like that.
那这个我看的有几个字特别对我有意义。
It seems simple, but they strike me. They went out.
所以讲的门徒就出去了。
Despite the risk, the uncertainties, the danger.Maybe even rejection. They went out.
所以门徒出去了，心里想过哈，这个出去会有很多不确定性，会有风险， 可能还有危险, 但是他们照样出去了。
And they proclaim that people should turn.
然后他出去就传这个叫人悔改的信息。
Pivot in the direction they're going in their life.
叫他们离开他们的恶行, 回转归向神。
悔改, right? That's a turning, a pivoting, a reorientation to the way you're living life.
要回转归向神。
I just love that picture from the Greek word metanoia. Change. Yeah. Real change at the heart level. Right?
悔改就是你的心里要转向神。
And so the 12, they had the grace from God to go. They obeyed. They went out. They proclaimed an unpopular message, repentance. They cast out dark powers and forces that were distorting and destroying those made in the image of God, and they anointed and healed those who were unwell. Wow.
所以这里门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好了他们。
Can you imagine being engaged in that kind of work?
所以你想啊，他们当时是怎样的做工？
See, we don't talk about that aspect enough. We talk about our fears and the dangers, but what about that aspect? You're going with the authority of Jesus, you're going with the power of Jesus, and you're really making a huge impact wherever you go through His grace and mercy.
So, 我们可能会想的比较负面的东西多，好想的，哎呀，他们不听的话怎么办呢？还要脱鞋啊，剁尘土啊，等等，你可能想那个想的多了，但你想到成功的地方呢？ 他出去叫人悔改，人家就悔改了，赶鬼，鬼都站不住，一抹油人就好了，这个多大的功事功啊！
And the sense that we get as we read through the rest of the Gospels is that wherever the kingdom advances, these signs, these authenticating signs, authenticating the reality and the power of God's dominion were given to Jews who were willing to hear and believe.
所以你看呢，不论神的国扩张到何处，只要犹太人信的话。 神主宰的权柄和实际就会通过神迹奇事显出来。We
see that later in the New Testament. We see it all the way through the book of Acts.
我们之后看在使徒行传也都会看到这个神迹奇事一路随着他们。Okay,
so here's what we gleaned. At least here's what I gleaned, and I want to share with you what I call the final section, insights and applications.
最后讲到这段圣经对我们有什么运用。
First of all, Jesus is still charging and deploying His disciples with the same gospel message.
所以耶稣那个时候怎么吩咐他的门徒, 现在一样吩咐我们。
Yeah, that message, repent.
他给我们的那个信息是什么呢? 就叫我们去传什么样的信息呢? 就是要悔改。
And so if that message offends you a little bit, maybe you're not leaning in enough, because that message makes a lot of sense to me, right? Repent, change, be open to change.
当你听到叫人悔改的信息，你让你觉得不舒服的话呢，
right.
那你可能还跟耶稣在一起的不够。
Because the King has come.
因为神的天国的王来了。
He's here to establish His kingdom reign.
他到地上建立他的国度。
So, of course, it's not business as usual. Turn from your small, narrow life of self-centeredness. Turn, repent, and be saved.
所以你之前的那个做法都不行了哈，因为神的天国的王来了，所以你要悔改。
Yeah. Second of all, I don't believe that this is preserved in Scripture, this particular account, and we also see it in Matthew 10, we see it also in Luke 10. I don't believe this particular account is so that we have a surefire methodology for how to do every mission trip. I don't believe that.
我觉得这一段讲到耶稣差派他们两个两个出去这一段哈。 并不见得说一定是可以可复制性的。
Right, but we can draw, at the very least, there's some valuable things here that we can draw principles and insights from.
我们可以从你学习一些有用、有参考价值的这个做法，但是不见得要重复它这个做法。
Right. I'm just going to mention several. Number one, there are times, there are situations for us to act and go with urgency.
所以有些时候我们听到主的吩咐的话，我们要有个紧迫感。
Proclaiming the gospel faithfully and fully.
我们要传主的福音, 要有忠心的传, 要传全备的福音。
Now to do that, you have to really know the gospel. And as I listen to people, some of them, they have some kind of strange version of the gospel, but it's not the gospel that Mark is introducing us to.
所以你要传全备的福音的话，你首先自己得懂什么是全备的福音哈，你不要把这个福音传错了。
So you need to know the gospel, to revel in that gospel, and then you can go in that gospel.
你要知道那个福音，你要活在那个福音里面，最后你去传那个福音。
Developing missionary teams to regions that are ripe for the gospel. That's the second one.
那第二个呢，我们要在那些一些地方，他们对于福音的渴慕度已经成熟了，我们要差派传福音的队。
And this church has done that before, and I met some of those fine missionaries in Taiwan myself. And so this is your history of this church, that you have done that very thing. And I believe that God wants us to keep leaning into that very thing, deploying missionary teams to regions that need the gospel.
所以这个教会要有一个宣道的意向，要差派宣教士去那个去福音已经预备成熟的地方。
Does it have to be across the ocean? It could be across the street.
这个地方不见得要跨海漂洋过海去另外一个国家，可能就在同一个城市隔一条街就是了。
And I believe God wants us to finish well this race that He called us to run.
我相信神要我们至始至终的在这个世上忠心。
So I'm 66 now, and I have made up my mind. My retirement is not going to look like the typical U.S. retirement mindset.
我今年已经66岁了，我跟自己说，我退休了以后。不要像这个美国大部分退休的人他的这个思维的。
I think that's a miserable way to live your life like every other American. That's nonsense. Yeah.
我就不想像其他那样子做个好像无所事事的一个生活。
I'm going to go here and I'm going to do this trip. I'm going to, yeah, come on. You know, what about the call of Jesus?
好像就自己过这个退休生活跟耶稣无关了哈。
Finish well. If you still got energy, time,Opportunity, you still got your health. Finish the race well.
所以我要至死忠心。如果你还有健康，你还有点有时间，有点财富的话，你要至死忠心做主的工。
And I think it's exciting to think when you get in your 60s, early 70s, you still got your health, you still got energy to be fully engaged in this kingdom work. Wow, that's the way to live.
如果你有到六七十岁了哈，你还有健康，有时间。有能力的话，你就应该继续做为主做工。
Thrilling, living on the great adventure.
就是继续为主做工。
And what a testimony to future generations as your children and their children watching grandma and grandpa like, whoa, grandma and grandpa.
所以你想你的孙子辈看到爷爷奶奶还六七十岁还在为主做工，你想他们会怎么想？
Still listening to the Holy Spirit, still engaged, still living on mission.Touching lives, that's the only way to live.
所以他看到你这样子，他们会也会愿意为主做工。
And I think God wants us to another gleaning, trusting God to handle all the questions we have, all the particulars. Well, what about this? What about my health? What about my safety? Trusting the Lord.As we listen together, not just ourselves, but those that we love and trust, listening in community and trusting God to work out the details.
对，第三个原则就是我们要相信神会把这些各样的细节为我们想到，为我们做出供应。
If God is moving us to respond to His command to go, then He will also provide what we need.
当神呼召我们去的话呢，他一定会。为我们的行程所需要的东西，他都会做出安排的。
What about this church?
这个教会怎么样？
Is there any matter at hand that requires us to carry out the King's business with haste?
在我们这个教会有没有什么事情我们是要急迫的去做的？
Now only you can answer that. I don't know.
只有你自己，只有这个教会的弟兄姊妹才知道。
I've put out a few things that come to mind, but it doesn't really. I believe this is a church that prays together. They listen, and so is there anything the Holy Spirit has been leading and laying on your hearts that requires you to get moving on it?
就我想了几件事情，可能供你参考哈。
I don't know. Maybe I hope some of you know. Next, we have seen Jesus call the 12 to be with Him.
我们看到耶稣呼召这十二个使徒跟他在一起。
So we see from this text, we are to be with Him. He invites us to live life with Him.
他邀请我们跟他一起生活。
To learn from him, to join him in doing what he first modeled for us.
向他学习，让他成我们的一个范本。
Before he entrusts us with this ministry of going and proclaiming Christ.
但然后他才会把这个工作交给我们。
Yeah. I think maybe that's what discipleship looks like. Actually just surrendering to his lordship, and when he says go, we learn to go.
所以这个就是门徒训练哈，门徒训练就是首先你先跟耶稣在一起，等你学会了，学到了，
yeah.
然后他才派你出去。
In order to act on Jesus' charge to go, those called must remember the spirit of Jesus' way. Letter E.
我们必须要知道耶稣呼召我们出去，我们必须要知道他的这个属灵的做法。
Right. This is spirit we get as we read through the New Testament, and that is something that hopefully it catches our spirit, and we move and walk and serve in a manner like the Master.
Okay. 所以圣灵会与我们同在，圣灵也差遣我们出去。
Right. Yes. Prepare. Yes. Train. We equip missionaries to go. People. When I say missionaries, I mean just.People like you and I, we get trained. We're there's a period where we get proven, where we lean in and learn from others that are in the church that have walked with Jesus longer than us, and then we deploy them. Yeah, we deploy them in a timely manner by faith.
所以这个就是蒙圣灵的差派，最后被差派出去。
Right, and so I had a couple of stories. I'll just tell one.From my own experience.
我有几个故事讲给大家听。
So it was 1994.
1994年。
Most of you were, maybe not some of the young people, but most of you were around in 1994. And I remember that was the first time I sensed that God was sending us to Taiwan.
1994年，我当时感觉到神要呼召我去台湾。
But my college pastor, I was in the college ministry at the time, he thought, no, you're not ready.
当时我在一个牧师下面服侍。
And this is after 13 years of preparation.
然后我跟他讲，我觉得我要去。他说，你觉得他那个牧师跟我说，他说我觉得你不还没有准备好。那个、当时我已经在那服侍了13年了。
And this is after years of being engaged with outreach on college campuses to Asian and international students.
当时我在那个教会已经服侍亚洲来的留学生已经有13年了。
Right. Yeah.Yeah, right. Yeah. But of that 13 years, probably the last 7 years before I went to Taiwan, that the last 7 years were filled with outreach and ministry and discipleship to Asian students.
So, 那13年，尤其最后那7年，常常的出去关怀探访亚洲来的留学生。
His initial response was slow down. Wait. Yeah, basically wait.
当我跟我上面的那个牧师说我要去台湾宣教的时候，他对我说，哎，别急别忙，先别冲动。
The church doesn't always get it right.
你要想，教会不见得每件事情都做对哈。
So I went ahead and I just kept listening to God. And I got ready, got my family ready, and I went ahead and shared it with the rest of the leadership in the church. And I just said, hey, God has opened the door and we're going soon. And the pastor... did a 180. Yeah. Later he said, oh, okay, it's okay. But I'm just saying sometimes you run into that situation when Jesus is telling you, go, and not everybody around you is quite ready for it.
所以我虽然牧师跟我说要 别急等等，但我还是坚持要去，因为我觉得圣灵叫我去，所以我跟我太太准备好了，跟教会其他的长老也都交通了。最后神感动这个牧师，让他有180度转变，他也说 OK 好，你可以去了。
Right. And we went and it changed our life and many people in Taiwan were impacted.
所以我们去了，这个我们自己的生命被改变了，很多在台湾的人的生命也因着我们被改变了。
Right. Yeah. So we get ready, we prepare, but I sense that the thrust of this text today is saying, but there's a point where you've got to go.
所以这一段经文给我们讲的就是，不管怎么样，你要走，你要去。
Right, and you'll learn more by simply by faith going, even if all your questions are not answered.
所以你去的时候，虽然说还有很多东西你不知道，但是因为你去了，你很多东西你就学会了。
Yes, there's risk, there's dangers, there's questions we have, but if we sense together, if we sense the King thrusting different ones of us out to go, we need to respond to that.
不管你有什么问题，有风险，有危险，但是你感觉到神叫你去的话，你就要去。
Dare to be a disciple. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to read all that because I went over my time already. Yeah. But how about you? How about me? Are we willing to keep going?
所以我们最后的问题就是，我们是不是愿意听主的话就去？
For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation.
所以在哥林多前书第六章二节说，在悦纳的日子我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你，那现在就是悦纳的日子，今天就是拯救的日子。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
我们在天上的父神，我们谢谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
Yes, 我们愿意听这个经文，今天的经文啊。
We want to listen to the verses for the day.
帮助每一个弟兄姐妹们好好的回应神的话语。
Help us to have a good response to your word.
我们会担心。
We have worries.
我们会找借口啊。
We have excuses.
可是主啊，我们知道你是保护我们的主啊。
But we know that Lord, you protect us.
是带领我们的主啊。
You lead us.
是主啊，是给我们机会的主啊。
You give us opportunities.
所以让我们透过圣灵的帮忙，好好的回应神的呼召。
May we have a good response, with the Spirit's help.
不管是在另外一个国家，或是在我们的邻居，帮助我们主啊。
Whether the missionary field is in another country.Or just my neighbor, please help us.
We pray
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们唱一首回应诗歌。